Hello and welcome back to Cabin Cast Rambles with me, Oliver, and Tan.
Hello.
We are here with more Steven Universe, and today we round out season 3.
Indeed, crazy. We do.
Crazy that we are here already. It does not feel like it's taken that long. But yeah, I guess it has. It's been like we did Mr. Greg in April. And that was almost half a year ago, and that's not even the start. So it's been probably like at least like half a year, if not more. So, but
yeah, we've been doing Steven Universe for even longer.
So long.
This is sort of like the end of part two, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where part one is season one, part two is two and three, and then part three is four and five.
Mm-hmm.
And once these two episodes are done, there's a big old change. Big old change in the way the show works.
Change quite a bit. Yeah, we
just like after season one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just scrolling back through the episodes now to see where when we released episode one. Part one was, oh damn. We did the first 7 episodes for a start, which is crazy. November 16th, 2020.
Ah, so it's almost been 2 years.
Almost 2 years of going through Steven Universe, but it has been a ride. And yes, we are here with definitely Back to the Moon, and most likely Bubbled. Again, they are essentially a two-parter, but not called as such.
Yeah, as they tend to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last time we helped again to patch up Amethyst stuff. It's not fixed, but it's, you know, it's getting there.
Yeah, it's having a much better time of it, and you can see that confidence is increased.
It's increased. We met Smoky Quartz, we lost Jasper.
We lost Jasper, and both of those elements will come back in this episode.
They shall.
Back to the Moon.
Learned more about the Pink Diamond.
Indeed.
But yes, let us get into this episode.
So we start where we ended last time, where
we do.
Lapis has imprisoned the 5 rubies in water bubblies.
Mm-hmm.
Who Steven has now named Army, Navy, Leggy, Eyeball, and Doc.
Yeah.
They try to interrogate them.
They do.
It doesn't work. None of them tell them anything.
No.
You know, Leggy is sort of, they've got their own personalities.
They do, yeah. I was just going to say, it's interesting how, like, Lapis is kind of just having fun with it.
Yeah.
She's not, like, terrified of being like, oh no, the gems are back. She's just like, and I put them in bubbles, and it's fun.
Yeah, yeah, she's
She
does get the terrified about the diamonds coming back at some point later in the series, yeah.
But for
at
now,
this point,
she's chill.
Does not see the rubies as much of a threat.
Which is fair.
Which is fair. They've all got their own little personalities.
They do.
Leggy is sort of like has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, Leggy's kind of oblivious.
Army is
angry.
Angry. And the sort of leader character, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Navy is sort of flustered and, you know, just having fun. Eyeball is a warrior and a soldier.
We'll find out more about them later.
Indeed. Indeed we will. And Doc is the finally the one who...
Who knows what's actually going on.
Knows what's going on.
And they're after Jasper.
They are. Unfortunately, last episode, Jasper was boofed.
She was.
And in the meantime, while while Doc was fighting, you see Amethyst walk over to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes back, shape-shifted to disguise herself as Jasper.
As Jasper. Purple Jasper.
Purple Jasper. Jasper. But they don't know that.
The rubies aren't smart.
There are very few Earth Jaspers.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them were sort of like either off-color or small or in the human zoo, so they don't see a lot of Jaspers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that means that there are no other Jaspers like that could form in other solar systems, but...
Yeah, it kind of sounds like Jaspers maybe were... Like, maybe like Amethysts they had in other places, but for some reason Jaspers were only able to be made on Earth.
Maybe.
I don't know, maybe because it's sandstone or something, and they don't have them in other places. I don't know, but yeah.
It's true, it's true.
And then obviously Jasper that we know was the Jasper.
Yeah. The big Jasper.
And then, yeah, Eyeball goes talking about how, you know, they're an old soldier and they heard about Jasper, who's like a war hero and all that kind of stuff, which Amethyst's kind of got to play off it all and be like, yes, that's me. For sure.
Yeah, yeah. They all love Jasper, but they Eyeball do. Is sort of very... Very devoted.
Very devoted. Luckily, still not too smart.
Yeah, luckily. She's a ruby after all. They don't seem to Indeed. Often be the brightest bunch.
No.
And you know, we get some good little bits where they kick Earth.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, I hate Earth. Yeah, bam, bam.
Yeah, because it tanned Jasper purple.
Yeah. Like some kind of amethyst.
Mm-hmm.
How strange. How strange. Jeez. But of course, the issue with this plan is that, firstly, amethyst needs to hold that form for as long as necessary. And that's not easy, as we saw from Steven's birthday.
I was going to say, well, she's no Steven, but she still can't do it indefinitely.
Although we've seen that she's able to do it for a while, like
she's
when she was
for quite a while, absolutely.
When she was doing wrestling, she was able to last the whole match.
Yeah,
but going to the moon—that's going to take
a long time. And Jasper's even bigger than purple puma or purple panther was. So
it's true, Jasper is very large.
Yep.
And of course, the other issue is that they want Jasper to go back to homeworld.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, not where Amethyst wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, Amethyst is a great actor.
She is.
Her acting is like putting on a tough voice and saying, I'm Jasper every so often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as soon as she says to keep the crystal gems prisoner, Lapis is like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
But after everything, and filing the report, which they wanted to do in place of taking Jasper directly to homeworld, they end up going to the moon.
They do.
And, well, for the second time since
indeed.
It could have been great, we're going to the moon. Unfortunately, the event that happened in It Could Have Been Great of Garnet obliterating the thingy, the panel, is going to come back to bite him.
Yes.
Of course, Peridot and Lapis don't want to be prisoners.
They don't want to. And Amethyst and Garnet are like, alas, we have been caught last. And the Pearl's a lot more fancy over the top, because of course, and it's great. But yeah, it's Ruby Ship, you know, it's actually pretty big.
It is, it's large inside.
It is.
The rubies are pretty small as well, so.
They are.
About the same size as Steven, as it turns out.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah, all the rubies, they still love Jasper. And, this the following scene is mostly like sort of like Amethyst acting and the comedy moments of the rubies sort of believing this acting.
Yeah, and Eyeball getting jealous of Doc.
Eyeball does get jealous. She cries a little bit. Now, when they get to the moon,
mm-hmm.
obviously, Pearl has constantly, throughout this whole plan, been concerned about this. But Amethyst is actually confident that she'll be able to do it.
She is, which is great.
That's the character development.
It is.
That we've seen through this past arc.
Yeah.
Starting to show.
Indeed.
And...
very cool.
Yeah. And when they get to the moon, this is where the story begins. Because Eyeball, in explaining to Leggy, who appears to have forgotten, explains their version of the story of Pink Diamond.
Indeed.
And of course, we know that of everything that they've been saying about Jasper and about Pink Diamond, that's all from their perspective, which is going to be very different to the perspective of the Crystal Gems.
Yeah.
It's like the bit where Eyeball says Jasper took out 80 Crystal Gems and burst out with a helmet on.
Yeah.
Perspective of like a hero, but on the other hand, you know, to the Crystal Gems, this is like a terror.
Yeah. One man's terrorist, another man's freedom fighter, one man's war hero is another man's war criminal. And all that stuff.
Exactly. But this, as we got last episode, when Jasper says, you know, my diamond, Pink Diamond, Jasper was Pink's diamond. Nope, other way around. Pink Diamond was Jasper's diamond. And, you know, as Pink Diamond owned this colony, all the quartzes and the jaspers and the amethysts all you know, came out of the ground and it was working. And then, apparently, according to this, the rebellion occurred. And Eyeball was an observer for when Rose Quartz shattered Pink Diamond.
Yeah, shattered Pink Diamond.
And this is the first Steven's heard of that.
Yep. And no one takes it well.
Pearl, this is the first, I think this might be the first time we see Pearl covering her mouth like she does in the, which becomes a huge plot point later on.
Season 5.
This might be the first time.
I think this is the first time it happens like this, absolutely, yeah.
And it is the first time that this has been brought up, of course. Steven, you know, he's just been through the Bismuth episode.
He has.
Where the whole thing was that Rose Quartz told Bismuth that she did not want to shatter someone.
Yeah.
And yet, after that, apparently, she did shatter someone. So she is potentially not only a shatterer, but also like a hypocrite of some kind. And this is, you know, yet another blow to Steven's perception of his mum.
It is. Also played through the mind of a child. Because, you know, you could very easily make the argument of, obviously, you know, she didn't shatter her because, well, we know why, and we're not going to say, in case for some reason you haven't watched all of Steven Universe and listened to this.
Although we have mentioned it multiple times before, episodes.
Yeah, but yeah, you can't shatter yourself. But if you're to
just did.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Because you pointed it out, and I was like, oh, that's a good point. But, you know, you shatter one to save how many other hundreds of thousands from shattering, and also the entire planet?
Yeah.
That is the moral quandary there.
That's what it's about.
But, you know, obviously that didn't actually happen. But, like, to Steven, it's just like, no, Mum said she wouldn't do that. There's no reason why she would do that. Because, you know, he's still, like, 13. Still something.
Yeah.
And there's a big brain discussions and big brain problems that even adults find complicated. So, yeah.
He's had a lot of difficult revelations.
And they've all come at once, kind of. So
yeah. Obviously, the first one was, like, at the end of season one, where it's revealed that they were alien invaders. Yep.
Indeed.
And now the plot deepens.
It does.
But the communicator that Garnet smashed, it could have been great, has been smashed. I like how the pink diamond cord always plays when it mentions her.
It does, yeah.
But as they head out, they head back out because Amethyst has acted very well as Jasper to tell them that to report themselves without bringing her. So, you know, the plan is basically a complete success.
It is.
Amethyst reverts back to her form, and they celebrate.
They do.
Because it is a success. And Pearl is, you know, Pearl's concerns were incorrect, as it turns out. Amethyst could hold her form for long enough. Obviously, it was nice that Pearl was concerned. But it also is kind of the same insecurities that Amethyst might think herself. So it's nice that they've been proven wrong at this point. But of course, Doc comes back.
Doc comes back in the slowest... oh, shoot. Better change back. Oh, no, too late. Ever. There was so much time. Like, we saw, like, just a minute earlier in the episode, Amethyst, like, changed back super quick when they turned to look at her. But yeah, they've been tricked, and this is the second time, so they're very angry. So they combine.
She's probably really, really tired.
Really, really tired, yeah.
So tired. You can see it in her expression.
You really can. So they become Giant Ruby.
Indeed. Now, we saw in Garnet's backstory episode, we saw the 3 Ruby Ruby, and now we get to see the 5 Ruby Ruby.
We do.
The big Ruby.
It's very cool. But then Steven opens the door, Sardonyx hammers them out the door, but then Eyeball grabs Steven.
Indeed. And that's where it ends.
That is where it ends. Almost like it's a two-parter!
Yeah, and the two-parter is where, because the first parter is where the information comes, and the second part is where
processing.
Yeah, where Steven processes everything that's happened so far, where the aftermath of everything. Yep.
Indeed.
So we might as well just get straight to it.
Yeah, carry on.
Steven's sucked into space.
He is. Along with Eyeball.
And all the other rubies that are just sort of going to be floating in space for a while.
Forever, or for a long time.
Yeah, I wonder what happens.
Back? I can't remember.
Well, we see Navy again, I think.
We see Navy again when they... Oh, yeah, Navy comes back and is Navy-ish.
So I'm sure the others are like...
They're out there somewhere. I mean, they're fine, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be difficult, though, to be just stranded in outer space, because they can't move.
Mm-hmm.
They just,
You just have to go back into your, like...
And they can't even fart. I guess. They can't even fart to push themselves backwards.
No, they can't do anything.
Truly sad.
Mm. Anyway. Yeah.
Now, Stephen obviously lost consciousness when he went into space, because going into space is quite bad.
Yep.
But his gem, like, created a bubble at some point.
Mm-hmm.
As, like, a reaction. Because, you know, his subconscious does react sometimes with bubbles.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
But Eyeball is there. It collides into Eyeball.
It does.
And this whole episode is pretty much, except for the last bit, just those two characters.
It is.
And it's mostly, like, conversation.
It is.
So it's a great little calm, and yet, obviously tense. Not calm, because it is tense. Because Stephen is stranded in space.
Yep.
And obviously, Stephen's first response to try and level the situation, to try and calm it all down, is to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't work, because they're both stranded in space.
Yeah.
So, that's option number one. Apologies. They do work sometimes. But not when you've, like, killed two people.
Yeah.
That's fine. We'll try number two. And that is when Stephen, you know, trying to find satellites, reminds Eyeball about Earth, and Eyeball starts monologuing, basically.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what else are you going to do in space?
It's true.
And from Eyeball's perspective, you know, having seen Rose Quartz shatter Pink Diamond,
mm-hmm.
This is a big opportunity, especially if Jasper, who is also someone who Ruby knows,
mm-hmm.
This could be big. She could, as she says, get closure.
Yeah.
Because that was obviously an experience that you don't ever want to see, is your, like, mother getting shattered, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost something that should definitely have some degree of GM equivalent of trauma or PTSD or something from.
Yeah, something like that.
And it's almost like, I think, like, in certain situations, a thing that can help with that is, like, visiting places and stuff and addressing it. Obviously, not in all situations, and again, I could be completely creating this in my own head, but, like, it's like, and so, like, going back to it to try and, you know, yeah, get closure might have been, like, what would be needed. But obviously, that did not pan out.
And of course, Eyeball is sad.
Eyeball
and
is.
Stephen is empathetic and sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so immediately, as soon as someone is sad, he's like, I
better
must make
help
them happy.
Yeah.
I must help them. And we see this sort of, like, self-sacrificial attitude that comes back to bite him later.
Yep.
But at this point, it bites him.
Yes.
But yeah, Eyeball is sad because she wants to see Rose Quartz. And so Stephen forgets everything
mm-hmm.
about Eyeball hating Rose Quartz and instead goes like, oh yeah, let's help Eyeball.
Yeah.
I'm Rose Quartz.
It's a really smart move from Stephen.
Which is a great move.
It's just like when he pretended to be the lizard for Ronaldo.
Yeah. He tries to show her the gem, but doesn't convince her. He tries showing the shield.
Mm-hmm.
But Ruby only, well, Eyeball only remembers the sword. And that sword is the pink one. Is the one that Bismuth made.
It is.
So now we know that it is that sword.
It is that sword.
That shattered Pink Diamond. But of course it can't, because it can only dispel someone's physical form.
Which Eyeball and they would not know.
They wouldn't know that. But Steven could. But
Steven could if he was
hasn't really processed that.
But that's not what he's thinking right now.
And he doesn't start processing that for a little while.
Indeed.
But Eyeball is like the opposite of the boy. It's like the boy who cried wolf, you know? They've tricked them one too many times. She doesn't believe them at all anymore, even though he's telling the truth.
It's boy who cried wolf.
Exactly. But then, asteroids begin attacking them.
Yep.
And Eyeball's, like, pretty good.
Yeah. Dodges all the things.
Although she does, like, hold her back like an old person. It's like, this is...
I'm getting too old for this.
This is the one time where they actually, like, where Eyeball sort of acknowledges that they're kind of in this together.
Yeah, they kind of have to be for this moment. They don't have any other choice.
And exactly.
They head for this big one, and then it's a no.
Turns out it's a donut.
It's ridiculous. And it's like, oh. But yeah, they survive and it's great.
But then an asteroid hits Eyeball right in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Ball. Gem.
Mm-hmm.
And she's cracked.
She is.
Now Steven manages to bubble. Like, create another bubble out in space and bring her back. But she's cracked.
She is cracked.
The only way that Steven can deal with this situation is by healing Eyeball. Indeed. But by doing that, he would prove undoubtedly that he's Rose Quartz.
Yep.
Which he then does.
He does.
And so Eyeball is healed.
Mm-hmm.
But knows that Steven is Rose Quartz. And Eyeball starts laughing.
Yeah.
Obviously, because this is a big moment.
Mm-hmm.
Steven seems to be this just like completely harmless individual.
Yeah.
Who just wants to talk and say sorry rather than fight. And so I was like, well, this is the prime opportunity.
Yeah.
And begins laughing.
Yeah.
Laughing at this incredible revelation. The one thing she's wanted most for thousands of years is finally right in front of her. And Steven's laughing too, because that's sort of what he does.
He doesn't really get what's going on.
He's 13. If someone laughs, maybe there was something funny that he was missing out on.
Yep. It's really similar to when Ronaldo starts laughing maniacally when Steven pretends to be a lizard person.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to remind me. I don't remember.
It's the episode of the Sneeple. And then they realise that, oh, it's just the crystal gems. And then Steven's like, oh no, Ronaldo's sad. I'll pretend to be a Snerson.
Oh, yes.
And then he's like, rah, and then Ronaldo's like, rah, rah, and then knocks him out and ties him up and tries to dissect him.
Oh, yay. Hits him with a potato.
Yeah. And it's like the same thing of like, I've got proof. And Steven's like, yeah, wait. What? Yeah. It's kind of similar. So then Ruby has a knife.
Ruby's got like a chisel.
It's kind of like a chisel or tanto blade. It's a small stabby stick.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that like some people get spears. Some gems get spears. And Ruby just gets like a little stabby chisel.
Yep.
Unfortunate.
Indeed.
And Steven being surprised. It's a good fight scene, actually. The animation is pretty good, and then they run around for a bit. With Ivor going, oh, I'm going to get you.
And Steven's like, don't take my gem. Wait. What would happen? Wait, and you'll find out.
It's a good question. What would happen?
It's pretty weird.
It is pretty weird. And of course, if Steven were to get injured,
yep,
his body would simply use the energy from the gem to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
But if the gem was taken, then things sure would happen. Mm-hmm. We'll see that in maybe another year or so.
Yeah. So Steven tries to reason with Ruby one last time. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And this is a theme of the end of season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Bismuth, Jasper, Ruby, Eyeball even.
Yeah.
Steven tries to reason with them, but it doesn't work.
You can't reach everyone.
You can't reason with everyone.
No.
And this has happened 3 times now in like the last 4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah. No, exactly. It's like, Steven be Stevening. But, you know, these people are pretty... They believe in what they believe in.
They do.
They're very hardcore. They're all veterans.
They are all veterans.
They all fought for something and they believed in that thing and they would die for that thing. And they're not going to let some little kid who doesn't know what they're talking about
talk them out of it.
And obviously we'll get there in the end when Steven knows more and they know more, at least with two of them to some extent. But
yeah, see, it's interesting because obviously Steven's whole arc, or at least part of it, one of Steven's arcs is learning how to do diplomacy.
Yep.
And, you know, we've seen him struggle and succeed with like Pearl and Greg.
Yep.
Or with Peridot.
Yep.
And with like Lapis.
Yep.
And it didn't work with Bismuth.
It did not.
For obviously it wasn't entirely his fault because he didn't know that Rose Quartz said the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know the entire context.
No.
And so when he tried to pass a judgment without knowing the entire context, it created anger.
Yes.
His reasoning, he tried taking this into account when reasoning with Jasper.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't know that Jasper's diamond was pink diamond. That was sort of what tipped her over the edge.
Yeah.
But he tried to sort of be more empathetic, you know. He was like, just let me help you, you know. And that was taken the wrong way. That was taken as like pity.
Mm-hmm.
And Jasper is much, much too proud of a gem to accept pity.
Absolutely.
And Eyeball is also proud.
Yes.
Steven, yet again, has only just learned the context. Eyeball is also too proud, also too committed for anything else.
Yeah.
And so his last line of reasoning is like a sort of a logical trying to logic his way to it. Like, how are you going to get back to Homeworld?
Yeah.
But that doesn't work here either, because Eyeball is acting purely out of that sort of emotional, sort of primal joy out of finding the thing that she's been looking for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got three different yet similar ways of dealing with threats that Stephen has failed with, and this is going to come back.
Yeah.
And mindful education is a big part.
Mm, yeah.
But also, this is just another part of him learning how to deal with people who are trying to kill him.
Yeah, essentially.
You have to fail in order to learn how to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And in this point, he failed, and Eyeball tries to stab him. But then he sort of like grabs her arm, chucks her away, mm-hmm. opens the bubble just enough, and then closes the bubble again.
Indeed. It's very cool.
Very cool. So now she's just in space being angry.
Yeah.
But obviously Stephen is still alone in space.
Stephen's still alone. And thankfully eventually the gems appear in the Ruby ship and rescue him.
And this is where we hear Love Like You.
We finally get to hear
in full.
Full song.
In mostly full.
Mostly full. Yes, it's good. It's a great song.
It's like the whole thing is built up because we've heard this song in season 2 and 3's credits for
indeed
a long time. So it's nice to finally get that closure for the song.
Indeed. It's really good.
And they are
hear more about
so very relieved.
From a jazz perspective. Watch Charles Cornell's video on how is the music universe, Steven Universe is good. It's very interesting. Would recommend.
I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah, I'll send you it. I've talked about it before, but I don't know if I sent it to you or not. But yeah, Steven, you know, we get some tearful reunion, so relieved, obviously. And yeah, Steven asks, you know, why did no one tell me? It's like, well, we had to do what we had to do. It's different now. You know, now is essentially peace. That was war.
Exactly. Things change. Mm-hmm. Morality becomes difficult to abide by.
Yes.
You have to make tough decisions in war.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's all like... it's like solving multiple trolley problems, except your life is in danger because people are shooting at you.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Sometimes, normally, with morality, you can simply say, a trolley problem situation will not occur, and so to try and judge someone morally based on their answer to that doesn't really make sense. But in war, war is already a morality, like a morally terrible situation. War is already two sides of wrong people killing each other. That's not good as it is.
No.
And so it sets the stage for such problems to be uncomfortable realities.
Indeed. And yeah, Garnet explains as much, you know, that the planet belonged to Pink Diamond, and so she had to. And as far as I remember right, yeah, Garnet does genuinely believe this.
Yes.
Yes. That we had to shatter Pink Diamond so that, you know, she could be herself, Pearl could be free, Amethyst could be her, and Steven could exist. It was absolutely necessary. And Steven, because, yeah, you know, he's been finding a little bits and pieces, but he still has this kind of, you know, crystal clear image of his mum. Like, he was perfect. And, you know, it's much like anyone with their own parents, obviously taken to the nth degree, but,
of course. You
know, as a young child, you kind of see your parents as these infallible beings. And it's like, it's people. At the end of the day. And yeah, you know, a bit different, but definitely some parallels there.
Like Greg says that one time, we all made our mistakes.
Yep.
I thought Disco was coming back. Rose started a war.
Yeah. And yeah, Steven still doesn't really get it, but again, he's did what was best for the Earth.
Yeah, he's not necessarily okay with it.
No.
But he at least kind of understands the perspective and also understands why they didn't tell him.
Yeah.
They presumably didn't tell him because
they knew how he would react.
Perhaps it was a selfish motivation, but keeping this idealized image of rose quartz in his head was the best idea, the best option at the time. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah,
you don't
want to
just tell someone that their mother was a terrible person right on the offset.
No, and I mean to that degree, like even there, it's not, oh, your mother's a terrible person. It's your mother shattered a gem so that you could exist and we could all be free.
Yeah.
But it's how do you say that to a child when it's not your child?
How do you interpret it?
Yeah. You know, and I'm sure that they would have told him eventually. But it is very much, the point of like, how do I explain this? When do we explain this?
Yeah. And Rose wanted Steven to just be a human.
Yeah, Rose would have much preferred it if Steven didn't have to deal with any gem stuff, really.
Rose wanted Steven to
be
love life human. And just live right. And laugh. Mm-hmm. Live, love, laugh.
Yeah.
Much like any Karen's kitchen. She obviously did not expect this to be part of his life, to be part of this Gem War version 2.
Yeah.
And so likely didn't tell the gems to tell him that.
No. No, indeed. I've added back to the moon / bubbled on the Steven trauma for being lost in space.
Yeah, that's and it's like being,
it's pretty bad.
Almost stabbed.
True.
That's quite.
But then it's a separate one.
Quite big.
Mm-hmm.
Should we add back to the moon and bubbled as two separate traumas?
Yeah, I'm doing that now. I'm doing lost in space on back to the moon and then bubbled almost being stabbed.
Yeah, perfect. And that's the end of season 3.
That is.
It's a good season, actually. I didn't remember season 3 being as good as it actually is.
I forgot quite how many excellent episodes we got towards the end. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, season 2 still has that like special place for me because of Peridot.
Season 2 is very, very good.
It's just very good, but yeah, season 3. I love especially Mr. Greg and a couple of the episodes. Do wish I had a bit more music.
Yes.
We said. Can we start getting a bit more again in 4 and 5?
Yeah, we got a few.
But we never get quite as much as we did in season 1.
It's true, and it's kind of sad.
Kind of changes a bit, which I think is something that Adventure Time does manage to hold on to quite well. It keeps its amount of songs consistent throughout the whole thing. But
and having Love Like You at the end is
very
emotional because after everything that's happened.
Yeah, exactly. It is good. We like it here.
We do.
That is season 3.
And that is also Beyblade.
And yeah, so next time we'll be back in Kindergarten Kid.
Yeah, which is a big change in tone.
Very change in tone. Very fun episode. Not very serious. And we get a couple like that. And then
the new fusion is pretty
actually
important.
Fusion's pretty important again. It's still kind of chill.
It's true. There's some good episodes coming up.
Yes.
And there's some good episodes that have just been. So basically, Steven Universe is good. Who'd have thought?
Yeah, strange. With that being said, we'll leave it here.
Indeed.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
See you next time. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabincast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabincast and on YouTube. There are those here on my mind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.